Okay, Sunday night Rosh Chodesh, the last part of the Nedarim Shir. So that's what I think Pshat and the Ran is. I'm sure that's Pshat. And that's for sure, no matter what Pshat you say, the Ran says it's like saying Miyad, but it's not Miyad. You can't get out of that. The Ran has the guy meaning Miyad in one sense, because Yoiva Baltacher Miyad, because the Ran throws that in as like a side chiddush, because it's not three regalim. The Ran's shita is, not all the Rishonim agree to that, but the Ran's shita is when you say Harei Alai Lahavi Korban Miyad. By the way, you talk about Chelek and a Neder. Let me clarify that din now, so it's very clear. When you say Harei Alai Lahavi Korban, you also mechuyif to bring the Korban Miyad. If you would ask a Shaila, when am I mechuyif to bring the Korban? What do you mean when? Now, Miyad. You said Harei Alai Lahavi Korban, you have to bring a Miyad. But it's... So, what do you mean you're not able to bal ta'achar still after three regalim? The Ran holds, when you say Harei Alai Lahavi Korban Miyad, you have a bal ta'achar Miyad. So what's the difference? The difference is that in one case the Miyad is a chelik of the neder, and in one case it's not a chelik of the neder. When you say, I'm going to bring, in other words, according to the Ran, you say, I'm going to bring a korban. I just realized I have a kasha. If you say, I'm going to bring a korban next Tuesday. So next Tuesday you have to bring it. If Tuesday passes by and you didn't bring it, okay, apparently you're not over bal yachel, because you still have, because the neder wasn't nisbatel. In other words, if you say, I'm going to bring a korban next Tuesday, it's very clear that you still have to bring it on Wednesday if you didn't bring it Tuesday. It's not like I'm going to bring a korban only on Tuesday. It's not only.
Right, but there's a difference in saying...
It's when. You say when you're going to bring it. I'm going to bring it on Tuesday, but you don't mean only Tuesday. If Tuesday goes by, you have to bring it Wednesday.
Right, but there's a difference in saying I'm going to bring it on Tuesday and I'm going to bring it by Tuesday.
Well, that's for sure. No.
So on Wednesday, you're over
about... No, when you say Harei Alai Lahavi Korban Miyad, then the Miyad becomes part of the Ned. Not part of the neder to the degree that if you don't bring a miyad, you don't have to bring a korban anymore at all, because you didn't. It doesn't. You have to say that. I mean, it doesn't mean only miyad. It means the chiyuv is chal miyad, but mitzad the neder. If you say harei lai lohavi korban, this is the difference. It's like the subtlety. That's, when you say harei lai lohavi korban, the chiyuv is chal miyad. But not mitzad the neder, just mitzad, I don't know what to call it, mitzad hilchus. It's not mitzad the neder that it's chal miyad, it's mitzad what the briskos would call hilchus chiyuvim. That's how chiyuvim are chal, they're chal immediately. When you lend me money, and we didn't speak out anything to the contrary, we got about 30 days. You lend me money, I owe you money immediately. So the chiyuv's chal miyad. But when you say harei alai lahavi korban miyad, then what? Then you're mechuyev to bring a miyad mitzad your neder. So you're immediately being ma'acher your neder if you didn't bring a miyad. You know, you're delaying fulfillment of your neder because your neder was to bring a miyad. Now, it's, and then you have to say, but the neder, the chiyuv of the neder is still existed. It's not like you say, I ran out of the carbon miyad, and if you don't bring a miyad, you're potter. That's what you see. Now you're right. If a person says, "I'll bring a neder, I'll bring a korban by next Tuesday," so according to the Ran, if I say, "Well, by next Tuesday is not shayach," by next Tuesday, when are you over bal ta'acher? You're not over bal ta'acher because you have three regalim. Because the Ran has a case where you say, "I'll bring a korban by the time 2 years go by."
I have to bring it right away.
No, but you'd be over
not beside the neder, but you have three regalim.
Right, but you'd be over your neder, because if you said, I'm going to bring it by next Tuesday, then you've actually broken your neder, not...
I don't know. I don't know if the neder has been violated, because he has to bring it after Tuesday, too. I'm talking about to be over bal yachin. You see, it's mamish what we're talking about. If you look at the neder as a Kabbalah Ludvar Mitzvah, so if you look at it like saying, I'm going to get up tomorrow morning 8 o'clock to learn. I'm going to get up 6 o'clock to learn. So you say, I'm going to bring a korban by next Tuesday. So if I'm going to bring a carbon by next Tuesday, it's like I'm going to get up 6 o'clock in the morning and learn, then you're right. He violated his nether. But what we're seeing here, and maybe if he would say it in English, and he would say, I'm going to bring a carbon by next Tuesday, maybe it would takabi lahalocha, like a guy saying, I'm going to wake up 6 o'clock in the morning and learn. But we're going the whole time that if you say, Harei alai lahavi karbon by next Tuesday, that's not a Kabbalah l'dvar mitzvah to bring a karbon. That is just, that's like the indeterminate Harei zu. So there you're saying, I'm going to Harei alai lahavi karbon by next Tuesday. So you really have three regalim to be over Baal Ta'acher. According to the Ron, when,
what did the Ron say
I would imagine you have about Tachat starting Tuesday.
Why did he say 2 years? Why did the Ron say 2 years in this case? Why did
but
the Ron
three
say...
Is only
the Ron's looking for a case of three regalim.
So if he said 6 months, it wouldn't be three regalim.
Exactly.
Right?
Three regalim only months. It's for some.
Why did the Ron say 2 years?
Saying,
I guess he wanted to pick a case where it's for sure three regalim.
That's the point. If it's less than three regalim, you don't have three regalim.
I'm not
saying you still have three regalim. If you say, I'm going to bring it within 2 months, you have 2 months and then it's done.
And it'd be over without three regalim.
So when are you over Baal Ta'acher? When you say, Harei alai lahavi karbon within 2 months? Not within 2 months. By 2 months. I say you're... No, wrong.
You're over
I don't know. I say you're over Baal Ta'acher at 2 months.
Yeah. But you're also over your neder.
No.
Well.
No, because it's
no
not like I'll wake up 6
you're
in the
you
morning.
You're saying you still have 3 regalim.
If it would be like saying I'll wake up 6 in the morning, then you're right. You're violating your neder. But we know you're either over Baal Yachel or Baal Ta'acher. It can't be both.
Right.
Well, there's the Rambam who holds that anytime you're over Baal Ta'acher, you're over Baal Yachel. But that's already the totso'o of a Baal Ta'acher. We're talking about a Baal Yachel that's violating your nether. Like you said, I'm going to get up 6 o'clock in the morning to learn, and you didn't get up 6 o'clock. So according to Lahalocha, many hold you're over an Isser. You're over Baal Yachel, because you've made a Kabbalah l'dvar mitzvah. But we're assuming I'm going to bring a carbon is not that. It's a chiyuv. It's a chi of carbon on a carbon she'enu be'en. It's like Harei alai, like it's saying Harei alai ola. If a person Harei says Harei alai ola by 2 years, Harei alai lahavi ola by 2 years. So that's the Ron. So you have a Baal Ta'acher after 3 regalim.
Right.
If you say by next Tuesday, so I hold you have a Baal Ta'acher after Tuesday. It's like saying Harei alai lahavi carbon miyad.
Meaning you still have to bring it for the full 3 regalim. And after then you don't have to bring it.
You said what?
By Tuesday, I'm going to bring it. Then you don't bring it by Tuesday.
Then you have a Baal Ta'acher.
Right, but you still have a chiyuv to bring the korban?
Yeah.
For how long?
Forever.
So you're saying it never goes away. It's not just 3 regalim.
No.
You said Tuesday, it should end, and that's it. You blew it.
There's no. We don't interpret it that way. If a person says, Harei alai lahavi korban by next Tuesday, we don't interpret it that after Tuesday, there's no more chiyuv. Just like you say, Harei alai lahavi korban miyad. So the Ron says, you have a Baal Ta'acher miyad.
It's not the same.
He doesn't say, after miyad, you don't have to be in the carbon anymore.
Because miyad implies a starting time.
Yeah.
So there's no ending time. He didn't say, Harei alai lahavi korban miyad ad shana.
What are we talking about? Harei alai lahavi korban ad yom shlishi?
Yeah.
By me, it's pashi.
Forever, he has a chiyuv.
Chiyuv forever, and you have a Baal Ta'acher starting from Tuesday.
Wow.
Okay, let's, Rabbi, say a little homework. Learn through the Rons and let's talk about it. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.